friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com worldwide. And I'm delighted to welcome Sean Claffey. Among other things, he's this year aide to the Grand Marshal of New York City, St. Patrick's Day Parade. He's past president of AOH Division 7 in Manhattan. And he is a filmmaker. Well, we'll start off by saying he is a New York State firefighter and dedicated supporter of worthy causes, and he's co-chairman of Celtic Cruise, one of the big charity events in New York City, which currently benefits the Emerald Isle Immigration Center. Sean, you are very welcome indeed.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're also a member of the IBO,
yes.
Irish Business Organization, and you work with Basket Brigade New York City, which helps feed over 1,200 people during holidays. I was going to ask you what you do in your spare time, but you don't have any, so...
Yeah.
Tell me, and of course you're a filmmaker,
yeah,
as well. Tell us how you got into the filmmaking.
Well, actually, I started out in theater and worked in behind the scenes, set design, technical direction, and then switched over to film production. '90s, and,
yeah,
worked my way up and worked with a bunch of really good directors, and eventually I said, you know what, I think I'll throw my hat in and try directing, and I did about 10 years ago. Haven't looked back.
Yeah, you're not just any old filmmaker, you have won several awards, and it's we're delighted to have you on the program. Now, I want to ask you about your own background. An Irish American,
yes.
Native New Yorker. Where
yes.
did you grow up?
I grew up in Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Okay. And what's your Irish connection?
So my grandmother is from Ballyshannon, Donegal.
Yes.
And my grandfather is from Drumshambo in Leitrim.
Wow. Okay. And they emigrated when? Middle of the last century?
Yeah, in the 20s. My grandmother was 1927, and my grandfather was a few years before that.
Now, growing up... you developed this love for theater and attended the Edward R. Murrow High School. Classically trained set designer. Again, that was something that... So theater and the arts very much in your veins. Did that come from... which side of the family, or
no,
was that side?
It was really something I fell in love with in high school, and putting on live performances is just such an amazing experience that I just became addicted to it, and then went to college for it, and then started doing it. But then I found that I could have a better career, really, in film and TV. With more opportunities, so I switched. I love storytelling and all that comes with that, and the camaraderie of working toward a goal with a whole community of people really is it's an amazing experience.
You know, also working as a firefighter, it came easy to you, actually, I would assume, to develop an interest as a first responder, you know, and becoming involved, not directly because of your job, but you've been involved in so many organizations, a lot of them having to do with indeed the plight of immigrants. And how did you get involved with the Emerald Isle Immigration Center?
So basically, the Celtic Crews used to support Project Children.
Yes, indeed.
You know, with Dennis McKay, and we did that. That was started back in 1992. I started in 2000 with the Crews, and you know, through Dennis's success, you know, and his, you know, his achievement to help the Good Friday agreements, you know, get pushed through, and he became fully funded. So, about 12 years ago, he said, you know, we're fully funded between the Irish, English, and American governments, and, you know, the success was so great that we weren't needed anymore. So we shopped a bunch of, John Tully and I, he's the chairman, I'm the co-chairman. We shopped a bunch of charities because we didn't want it to go away. We thought it was such an amazing experience for the Irish and Irish American communities, this event. And then we met, Siobhan Dennehy and, sort of, you know, fell in love with her passion for, you know, the Emerald Immigration Center. And, you know, my life was really, changed by the opportunity for my grandparents to come here and then to assimilate into the middle class, here, you know, the American dream really, and that we want to make sure that path stays open for Irish American, you know, Irish people become Irish Americans, but in general, because they help,
right,
you know, people over 100 languages achieve that dream.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing, and it has a tremendous reputation, indeed, under the leadership of Siobhan Dennehy. Now, and literally, you know, the Emerald Isle Immigration Center has helped tens of thousands of New Yorkers, you know, to become productive U.S. citizens and, you know, protecting vulnerable fraud and abuse. You know, the Emerald Isle Immigration Center services are second to none. And as you mentioned there, it's not just for Irish, but a lot of other ethnics have gained and continue to get great help and guidance from the Emerald Isle Immigration Center. Let's just talk about the cruise, which is coming up, and this is a whole new. Where does the cruise start? And tell us about the new boat, you know.
Oh, for this. So actually we're, it's Wednesday, June 14th.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be at the same boat at the same place. They were trying to upgrade us to a different boat, but I think we wanted to stay with what we had. We really love that boat and the location there, so we're actually staying there. So, we board at 6 p.m. at Chelsea Piers. It sets sails at 6:45. You know, we have great entertainment. We have the Shea Mack Band playing. We have Delta Cross, the amazing band. Cunningham brother, you know, been with us since the beginning, and Celtic Blend, which is a great traditional session band, and they're all in different levels, so you kind of can pick where you want to be, or you can be outside, you know, and it's just an amazing, I'd say it's the best party of the year, and, you know, I know I'm biased, but I really do think for the money, for the entertainment, for the cruise, you know, down around, the fireboat kind of escorts us down the Hudson, we go to the Statue of Liberty, and then around Manhattan Island. It's really an amazing event, and everyone has a blast, and, you know, I think the best way to raise money is to have a lot of fun while you do it.
Absolutely, and also, it's a tour of New York Harbor, but the add-ons are fantastic because there's a full course, buffet dinner and open bar, and as you mentioned, there are so many bands, groups, entertainers, and also for spectators who look at this Celtic cruise each year, sometimes they think that they see hundreds of people dancing on deck and around the place, and they do. It has everything. I mean, it is, again, whatever about the cause, which is most definitely one of the best that we have through, again, support of the Emerald Isle Immigration Center. It's definitely good value for money. Now, how do we get to find out more? Are tickets available in advance? How do you go about it?
Sure. If you go to CelticCharities.org, it really explains everything. You could buy a ticket on there. It's $125, and you know, to have an open bar, all you can eat, and really high quality food. You know, it's gourmet.
I know.
And to have all this music, I mean, you can't beat it. You know, if you were to get on the same boat on a Friday night without any drinks, it was $250.
Yeah.
So we really, I mean, the value is huge, and anyone that's looking to sponsor, there's a sponsor page. You know, it's all right here on the website.
And you can also, of course, get information directly on Emerald Isle Immigration Center. That's www.eiic.org, and make your reservations. So would you suggest then CelticCharities.org, that has the most information?
Yes, and you could sponsor, you could buy tickets. Has all the information, but if you went to Emerald Isle, you can get to our website from there as well. So,
okay, sponsorship. Sorry. Okay, Sean Claffey, sponsorship is still wide open, and that is, this is a 501c3, it's tax deductible. And you can get the information on that as well. But you wind up with some great sponsors each year, and it's still open, still have time.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And again, we'd like to let people know. It's a great, and it's a rain or shine, you know.
Yes.
So
it's the best. Cruises have been in the rain, because then everyone's just dancing.
Well, we'll stop short of praying for rain anyway.
Yes.
So now, Claffey, from Clonmac Noise in County Offaly, okay?
Yep.
And again, you and your co-chair, John Tully. Want to wish you, of course, all the luck in the world. And friends, it is not unusual. I don't know whether we have the patent on as Irish of letting everything go until the last minute. But this is coming up. It's coming up fairly rapidly. That's June 14th, Wednesday. And Chelsea Piers, just for those who might want to know, you know, the location of Chelsea Piers, that's on the west side of Manhattan. What street around?
I would say it's about 20th Street, right on the Hudson River. You know, if you come across on 23rd, you just come down a little bit. It's right there. It's just huge signs. It's all the boats that are right on the Hudson there.
Fantastic. Again, good luck again this year. And friends, our guest is Sean Claffey, and he is indeed somebody who, with his co-chair, are doing what you do best, and that is raising not only a lot of money and awareness, but it is, I think, singularly, you know, an annual event that those who've been there before wouldn't miss. And if you haven't, well, then get on to the Celtic Charities.org. That's CelticCharities.org, or onto Emerald Isle, www.eic.org. And again, you're very, very welcome, and we're delighted to be able to spread the word. Okay, Sean.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. All right. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, usairishradio.com worldwide.